This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast, episode 259, Disney's Golden Age. Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties because it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey there, animation addicts. I'm your host, Morgan Stradling.
And I am Chelsea Robson.
Totally random, totally off topic, Chelsea, but did you ever watch The Golden Girls?
I did, but not. I was not a religious watcher of them, but I definitely saw at least one or two episodes. And can I just say, the difference of the Golden Girls of women in their 60s then versus women in their 60s today, when you take like a look at like Sex and the City, like again, they are. It's like, whoa.
Society? Yeah, so I just Googled it. Rose is 55. Dorothy's 53. Uh-huh. Blanche is 47.
What?
And Sophia is 79.
No.
Compared to, like you were saying, Sex and the City reboot, Miranda and Charlotte were 54. Carrie is 55. It's like, oh.
No.
What?
That's nuts. Yeah. Well, it's also one of those weird things when you look at pictures of people in the 80s and like high schoolers in the 80s, and they all look like they're 30.
I know. It's the hair.
It's totally the hair. And then you look at today and they're like, we do not live in the same world. I don't know, understand. Anyway, we're not talking about any of that today.
No, we are not talking Golden Girls at all, because I've never seen it. So, you know, that's not going to work out too well. But we are going to talk about something that we know very, very well. Disney animation. And we're going to go back in time and we're going to talk about the different eras of Disney animation. So I'm going to explain all about it right after this quick break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
A fun new series that we are doing, where for our Nerdy Couch discussion, it seems we really got our music fix for the past
year, it seems like. But now,
I mean, just to put it out there, we still have a couple music episodes.
We do, and we will get to those. But now what we're going to do is we're going to look at Disney animation, and you can actually categorize the different eras, since it's been so many decades that the studio's been around, into different eras. They have different characteristics and similarities. And so this isn't something we invented. This is just something that, you know, collectively the internet has done. So we're going to start from the very beginning.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you look at all of the different eras and be like, okay, how is it that the internet just basically came to the conclusion that this is it?
Well, it's also animation historians helped curate this as well.
All right. Yeah. All right. That makes more sense to have somebody like that. I'm like, how did they? But the thing is, like, nobody on the internet really contests any of these decisions.
Well,
like, we all look at it, like,
yeah,
we're like, yeah, that works. We get
I
that.
Like it. Yes. Yep. So back in 2016, we did a series with our Roto writers where we called it the Disney Canon Countdown. And basically what it was is we reviewed every single Disney movie in the Disney canon. And so every day we would release one of these movies. We had this big calendar and everyone was involved. It was really great. However, as part of this, as part of the Disney Canon Countdown, we broke up the different eras. We have a nice article kind of breaking down characteristics of the era and what movies are included. So I include a link in the show notes so you can check that out. But let's talk about the first era. It's the very beginning, a very good place to start. And this is the Disney Golden Age. So this is from 1937 to 1942. And this is considered, you know, like with the name Golden Age, this is kind of the pinnacle of Disney animation, where these films...
The pinnacle, meaning at the very beginning?
Yeah, you just start at the top.
Yeah.
They were so good. These movies were so good and so amazing and so artistic and thoughtful and well done. And it's because they had Walt...
Groundbreaking.
Yes, indeed. They had Walt Disney's touch literally on these that they're golden. They're so good, you know? Yeah. And we'll see that there's other eras. There's the Silver Age. There's the Bronze Age. There's the wartime era. And there's the Renaissance. Peaks it back up. This does happen where an artist, a creator, a studio will just have a home run at the very, very beginning, and they're constantly trying to recreate that. Other studios, maybe it takes them a little while, and then they finally have their big break, right? Disney, when it came to feature animation, now he'd been in the game a while. He'd figure it out. He'd experimented different techniques like the multi-pane camera with his shorts. So by the time it came to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, he really had perfected and honed everything as far as animation styles and technique, story. You know, music was involved, and it all culminated with their very first film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I kind of feel like Rotoscoper's pinnacle was episode one.
It was all downhill from there. There's some great first episodes. You definitely go to our archives, rotoscopers.com/every-episode-ever, and you can go back and you can listen to some of our original episodes. They're so good. They're some of the best ones that if I'm going to go back and listen to an episode, it's going to be that original chunk. So good. So great. Okay, Snow White. Let me break down what these are. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 1937. Pinocchio, 1940. Fantasia, 1940. Dumbo, 1941. And Bambi, 1942. Now, something to take into account with these films, Pinocchio, Fantasia, and Bambi, really, once the World War II started picking up, these films didn't do commercially as well because they weren't able to be distributed to Europe. And so that was kind of a bummer because the studio, even though these films are masterpieces, they just really struggled because they weren't able to have the money was not coming back in to reward them.
The cheese.
Mm-hmm. Dumbo was, you know, kind of made on the cheap. It's shorter and it was designed specifically to recoup that failed investment that was Fantasia specifically. And it's still to this day one of their most popular films or, you know, and successful films. So Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, obviously a huge mega success. These other ones are, you know, as far as a critic standpoint and an artistic standpoint, all very incredible. And that's why they all fit into here. Dumbo is a little, if you were to pick one that was not like the other, I'd say Dumbo, because it was a little bit more made on the cheap, but it's still a fantastic movie and variety of ways.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't have the same care that you're looking, especially when you're looking at the difference between like Pinocchio and Snow White. Like, yeah. Oh gosh, if you're talking about animation quality and just something that like blows my mind is when you go back and that first scene of when you're going through a Pinocchio and you're going through the city on the multiplay cameras and just every little detail, it's just phenomenal, beautiful. Everything is just mind blowing how good it was. Even today, looking back and just looking at it, like, wow, this was something else. And Bambi, I mean, Bambi had a lot of movement that they really dug in on, and they really wanted to dig in on the movement of animals and making sure that it was a moving picture, mm-hmm, just mm-hmm. like it looked real. And it was just so the color scheme had more of
Tyrus Wong did a lot of the backgrounds for that, and it was uh-huh. very unique in his style.
Yeah,
the, kind of these just, watercolor backgrounds that
uh-huh. Has a very dreamy mm-hmm. feel.
Yes, it's very effervescent, uh-huh. but grounded in reality. It's interesting yeah. to see the progression of the characters in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Snow White, her character design is still very, I want to call it Fleischer-y, which is kind of the Betty Boop, like the big yeah. eyes and the really 30s. I can't describe it other than 30s, you know, Betty yeah. Boop. And by the time they move to Pinocchio, they shift their human character designs. Geppetto is a little bit more cartoony, moving away from this like rotoscoped. How can we kind of make this like original with these big doll eyes that are just big and kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way at all, but it's just different. And even the blue fairy, she's rotoscoped, you know, they did a lot of, mm-hmm. They didn't rotoscope everything. They had a lot of live action reference.
Right.
But she is a different style than Snow White. So, and they kind of, for all of these kind of stick to it. They kind of, oh, this is the Disney. They kind of have like find their stride.
Yeah.
In all five of these films, it's like, this is the Disney look and style, you know, especially Fantasia. You know, I'm thinking of the centaurs and the yeah. cherubs. Those are,
it's weird when you look in like Dumbo, because really the only humans that you see are the clowns.
Right.
So, yeah, that's weird. Like how they create like the art when they're building the tent and everything. That's another style. Much more brawny, much more realistic. And then you go to like the clowns.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I love every single one of these films. Every single. Well, with the exception of Dumbo. I never was a huge Dumbo fan. I watched it here and there. But Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, classic. Always watch that. Pinocchio, classic. Always watch that. Fantasia, always watch that. I know a lot of people aren't big Fantasia fans, but I grew up listening to classical music and loving classical music and just loving Fantasia, simply. Bambi, so, so good. And these films are, some of them are a little bit more serious. You know, Bambi, it's from, you know, if you were to put Bambi out, I'm not sure it would resonate with kids maybe in the same way, you know?
I mean, they just really wanted to make people feel really sad.
Yeah, yeah.
You're killing his mom, and now your hate's having to deal with that.
Yep.
It's just like, oh gosh, realities of life, people.
Yep, exactly.
Honestly, actually, I'm surprised to hear myself say this, but of the different eras, I think the Golden Age is kind of lower on my list mm-hmm. of films that have gone back to. And I've gone back to a couple, like a handful of times to Snow White, a couple of times to Pinocchio, like four times maybe to Fantasia. I've definitely seen Dumbo a couple of times. Bambi, I think, is the one that I've seen the most, ironically enough.
Bambi. Okay, so you're a Bambi gal.
Yeah, I don't understand why. But maybe I just, of those, that I definitely
Man
feel like I've seen that one
in
the most.
Forest.
Right. I love me my April showers.
They have a lot of really good music in these as well. And that's something that is a hallmark yeah. of Disney and Disney Animation as he starts releasing these films, is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, just filled chock full of songs. Pinocchio, likewise. Fantasia, mm-hmm. I mean, a little different. Dumbo, tons of songs. And Bambi, surprisingly, has songs here and there. But
yeah,
and it really sets the stage for what we're coming to expect in the future with future films, which at this point is just crazy to think of how many different films are in the Disney canon. So as far as iconic characters, lots of iconic characters that we still see today. I think Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs has just such a long lasting legacy in so many different ways. She's an iconic princess.
Mm-hmm.
The dwarfs are iconic characters. You see them all over the Disney parks even still. And I mean, have you
you see Dopey everywhere.
Well, I was going to say you see Grumpy on every middle-aged dad, at least in like the 90s, early 2000s. It was like, right. I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to wear my Grumpy shirt because I don't want to be here. It's like, oh, the Grumpy thing, the Grumpy meme, you know, before that was a thing.
Right.
Pinocchio, you don't see a ton of Pinocchio anymore. There's, you know, I think there's a restaurant, you know, that's a Pinocchio themed one. Fantasia doesn't have impact at all as far as, you know, culture and broader Disney.
Mickey and his hat.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. True. The Sorcerer's Apprentice. That's like, man,
specifically the hat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Good point. Good point. And then, you know, Dumbo forever is the Dumbo rides. And then, you know, Bambi. Harder to have a Bambi, you know, gotta incorporate that too well.
So I get it, a ride. You
know. I guess you could do like a carousel ride. They at California Adventure, they have, it used to be Triton's Carousel, and since it's Pixar Pier now, it's a, you know, a Jessie and Friends Critter Country, and you're riding different animals. So they could have maybe done something like that, but that's just, you know,
can you imagine? Not as cool. They're like, we're going through the timeline of Bambi.
A dark ride of Bambi.
Uh-oh. Here's the sad part, guys.
Yeah. Oh, oof. Yeah. Close your eyes, kid. How come there's never a line for that Bambi ride? We don't go there. That dark, shadowy place. Supposed to be the happiest place on earth. You know, any last thoughts on the Disney Golden Age?
I mean, I feel like it was artistically the pinnacle, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Story-wise, they definitely improved in strides as they went along.
I don't know if I necessarily say that the storylines here aren't good. I like them a lot. I think that they are really, really, really well done. Walt Disney, he was involved and very much involved. So good, good stuff. So let's rank our Disney Golden Age movies. I will go first.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Dumbo. It's just not my jam. Number 4, Fantasia, even though I love me some Fantasia. Number 3, Bambi. Number 2, Pinocchio. And number 1, you can't go wrong with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah. Okay, so this is weird, I guess, why I would put everything in this direction, but here we are. I would say Fantasia is number 5. I would say Dumbo is going to be number 4. I don't know why I haven't particularly gone back and rewatched Snow White and Pinocchio as much as Bambi, or why Bambi has happened to be higher on my list of things that I've actually watched more. Because if I look at the three of them together, I'm like, well, I definitely wouldn't put Bambi as being better than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be the one that I've seen more of. So Bambi number 3, 2, Pinocchio, and Snow White is number 1.
All right. I was half expecting you to just put Dumbo as number 1, just since.
Yeah.
You said you liked it.
I do like Dumbo.
But you recognize the greatness.
Yeah, no, yeah. I do recognize that, like, those things are better.
Right.
Like, if I'm looking at it critically, but do I go back? It's what my replay value is doesn't necessarily reflect critical appreciation.
Right. Yep. Nice.
So there you go. Let us know. In the comments, go to rotoscopers.com/259 and you can let us know what your ranking lists are. We'd love to see how people decide what these are ranked.
Boop, boop. All right. So our next episode, we're actually going to jump into another Nerdy Couch discussion. We're going to talk about the wartime era. And you're probably like, the wartime era? What are they doing? It is a forgotten era. Sometimes people forget these movies even exist. And so that'll be interesting to talk about. We're going to talk about those ones, what makes this unique. So it's going to be a good time. So until next time,
we are the Rotoscopers.
Hey there, Animation Addicts. I'm your host, Morgan Stradling.
And I'm Chelsea Robson.
I don't have a question.
I don't have a funny thing to say.
You've been listening to the Animation Addicts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to share the podcast with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag us at Rotoscopers on Instagram and use the hashtag AnimationAddicts. For all the links and full show notes for this episode, go to rotoscopers.com/podcast. Now, if you still can't get enough for your animation fix, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and visit rotoscopers.com for more animation news, reviews, and interviews.